Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Michael.
We're going to return to colorectal cancer for a moment. It is an interesting topic. You've chosen a very interesting paper this week. I've not even thought about this, but asks a very narrow question. We know that screening rates for colorectal cancer in the United States are below our targets. We know that people who get screened are better insured, better educated, likely to be non-Hispanics. We know that most of the cases that are detected are often late stage, particularly when they're in older adults, often in black men and in women. We've never, at least I have never really thought about how important it is the skill level of the person who's actually doing the colonoscopy. Most people who screen positive are going to end up getting some sort of oscopy, hopefully a colonoscopy. And you've chosen an article from the New England Journal published in 2014, volume 370, starts on page 1298, that asks, does a gastroenterologist adenoma detection rate make a difference in the subsequent incidence of colorectal cancer? In other words, does it make a difference how good the gastroenterologist is? Mark, what do they find?
Mike, of course, they're all good.
They are great.
This is like Lake Wobegon.
Right.
They are all above average. At least that's what, you know, I think most doctors think of themselves, that we're all above average. Obviously, that's not true. There's a continuum, and you have, and this has been studied before among pathologists, reading Pap smears, among radiologists reading mammograms, you know, the detection rate, you know, there should be a certain number of abnormalities detected. You don't want too many false positives, but you also don't want too many false negatives. And so, yeah, one of the standards that's used as a quality measure is that you ought to be finding an adenoma in at least 15% of women and 25% of men. Kaiser Permanente decided to study this. They looked at anyone that got a colonoscopy between 1998 and 2010 and had at least 6 months of follow-up. Patients were followed for 10 years or until cancer was diagnosed or until they left the insurance plan. The median age was about 64 years, about half were women, and a little over half of the colonoscopies were diagnostic. That means they were in a symptomatic patient. There'd been, you know, either constipation or bleeding or some other GI problem. But the remainder, the other 43%, were screening. All the gastroenterologists, so they really did try to find folks who did a lot of these. They all had to do at least 300 more or more colonoscopies during the study period to be included. And the detection rate was defined, like we've discussed, as the percentage of exams that found at least one adenoma or one cancer. There are a ton of colonoscopies studied, over a quarter million, and they detected 712 interval cancers, which 60% of which were proximal, and there was a median interval of 39 months from the index colonoscopy to the diagnosis of cancer. So adenoma detection rates varied widely. Okay, there were 136 physicians that did all these colonoscopies. They varied from 10% to 60% for male patients and from 4% to 46% for female patients.
Wow, that's huge.
Huge variation, yeah. Now, you know, most of them were clustered around the middle and most were above that quality cutoff, but still, some were very low and worrisomely low. So they defined quintiles, so they looked at the bottom fifth and the next fifth and so on in terms of adenoma detection rate. What they found was that the risk of having an interval cancer, an advanced stage cancer, or a fatal cancer all declined with increasing adenoma detection rate. So patients compared with the lowest quintile, the patients of physicians in the highest quintile had half the likelihood of an interval cancer. So that means that those in the lowest quintile where their docs weren't detecting a lot of adenomas had twice the risk of an interval cancer as those with the highest adenoma detection rates. So this was a consistent linear inverse relationship. And it does say that, suggest that this is a valid quality measure and something we should be paying attention to. among our colleagues. And, you know, certainly large health systems like Kaiser have the ability to monitor this and to potentially intervene and identify those docs in the lowest quintile and say, hey, you need some extra training or you need to find a different find a different job because they're not providing quality care.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because obviously the TSA at the airport and lots of other folks, you know, have quality control measures, right? They they send through a suitcase with a hidden gun and they see how many people detect it, et cetera. Perhaps this is a great place for the makers of some simulation device to create unknowns and do these quality control measures, because you make a very compelling case. I want somebody, I don't want someone who overcalls things, but I certainly want someone whose detection rate is in that upper quintile.
Yeah, and yet, how would we find that out? Even as physicians, you know, I have no idea. I had my colonoscopy earlier in the year. I have no idea what the adenoma detection rate was for the gastroenterologist who did mine. And interestingly, she did find two adenomas, and she said, well, you have two adenomas, you need to come back in 5 years. And I said, well, okay. And then I actually asked for the path report. And when I got the path report, one was a prominent mucosal fold. Okay, that was the one, quote, adenoma. Wow. So not an adenoma. The other one was less than a centimeter. And in the descending colon, and generally those are felt to be the lowest risk, and you can probably wait 7 to 10 years, so based on the guidelines. Of course, gastroenterologists tend to have the incentive to want to do more colonoscopies. That's a whole other story of the over screening that goes on with colonoscopy, where patients are encouraged to come back sooner than they should based on national guidelines, but that's a different story.
Exactly. Very interesting. We'll talk with you again next week, Mark. Thanks so much for bringing this to our attention.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.